Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining. My name is Andrea Andrishan, and today I will try to guide you through what I've done with Claude on the hardware testing infrastructure. So first, this is the outline of my presentation. I will guide you through the steps where I used Claude. Everything started actually from scripts that I implemented and was like, let's see what I can do with the AI to reproduce what I've already done. So the purpose was to automate end-to-end hardware validation for a specific analog device's hardware chip. There is a set of development boards that use Yocto images on base. I think you can run different images, but I've booted Yocto on them. And for the testing pipeline where I use Claude, first I identify the Flash project by checking the TFTP directory for board configuration. Then I detect the UART connection where the board is connected to can run the test on it. And after that, run the hardware tests and also generate a test rubric that will be uploaded as artifacts in GitHub or on our specific artifact storage site. The key benefit of this hardware infrastructure is that you have a fully automated board discovery and validation with no manual configuration. So these are the steps. Is like a chain, because for step two, you need the output from the previous step, for step three from the second, and that's go on. As input, we need the TFTP boot directory to check what was the setup that we flashed and booted. Then we need the available serial ports and also a board configuration JSON, but you will see that I have two cases. One where I detect the UART connection of the board, and one where I give it a config file to know exactly which one is. And as output, the output from the previous step, and then as a whole, a markdown test rubric. The first step, so the check of TFTP boot is done by Claude. So everything is prompt engineering here. I will show you just what Claude actually does. And I told him, hey, check this. You will see in the next slides that I have there actually prompts, that task that I told him to do. But the first step as a pipeline is to check and detect the board that I've connected. The thing is that you can have multiple boards, because if you want to have an entire system, you can have different ADSP boards connected. And this identification is made through the uBoot file description, where you have the board's name on it. It's this one. And it identified this some as a kit setup. So these are the files that you found in the TFTP boot folder, and you just detect the board. These are some examples of the boards that we support with this specific Claude context. Then after we connected what board was flashed, we want to check the UART connection to the machine. You may ask why I don't use, the SSH connection to the board. It's because in your network, you may have multiple boards. And if you want to connect with SSH, maybe you run tests on the hardware connected on your other teammate or something. But if you run it on your UART connection from your machine, then you will be sure that is the board that you flashed before you booted. This is also like Claude will just list the UART available ports. here I had two boards connected to my machine, so it found USB 0 and USB 1. And then with a serial import is a bash script that also generated. It checks based on the host name of the thing of the board connected on the UART connection. It will discover which one is the board, because I can have multiple, like a 594 and a 598 board. But if I flashed the 594, then I want to test that one, because maybe on the 598 is another Yoctomy image or version that was previously flashed. Here are some results from a run. I told you it detected two boards, and on the USB 0 connection was found the 594 setup. For board identification from the previous step, this is the host name and will basically match the detected board with the UART connection. Then it will try to run some hardware tests on it. So this is a cloud context created specific for this setup. So previously I talked with him, I gave it some bash scripts that I had with tests and told him, hey, this is the generic one, and for this setup, add some extra script, some extra tests that were not implemented. And it created a Python framework testing infrastructure. What I had previously was some bash scripts. So it will try to connect to the board, authenticate, and then run with the UART connection some generic tests that include like serial, E2C, crypto, or SRAM. These are like some generic tests executed on the board. I don't know exactly to tell you more about it, because I'm just a person that just included them in the pipeline, so it's not something that I know. These are some results of the test generated, of the test run with Cloud. And also, this is the output that it prompts in your CI or on your session with Cloud in terminal. But this is the detailed output. What's nice is for failed tests, it also can give you some possible causes of why the test failed. Maybe for persons that interact with the hardware and they know more about it, it's not that much, but for an engineer that all he wants to do is to boot the board and he doesn't know the steps exactly and why it probably failed, it's actually nice to have a hint at first to know where to start to debug or something. I told you it generates a test rubric that you can export and keep somewhere with the results. It's not much, it's just the test. These are the supported boards that the context that I've created and worked with it supports. And as you can see, for specific setups, has tests that run just on those ones. You can connect to the board with a baud rate, credentials. You can find this on our GitHub. It is there documentation, and that's what I've used to create the context and use it to support this. So after I tried this in a terminal session with Claude, I was like, how would sound to add this in a workflow on GitHub? On the workflow that I've worked with, it's like build and flash and then testing. I also kept the tests that I've had in Bash, and I just added the Cloud ones. So for the testing part, it's just the checkout of the repo and the context, because I want to have the context that I created that I know it's working, and the one that it's not necessarily modified by previous runs. And all I need to do is check out the repo's context, reboot the board to be sure it's on an iterative stage, download the artifacts, then flash and boot the board. Then I will run some tests with Claude. This one is that also does the hardware identification, and this stage is just running some tests where I give it him the configuration file. So this will be the first stage, and it's really simple because all you need to do is just source. Reboot the board first to be sure it's on the boot mode that needs to be, and then just give it like Claude, hey, identify board type from the TFTP boot files. And it will identify what I've booted and flashed before. Then you say, hi, find board on the specific USB connection. This way, you don't need to do anything. Just click run, push, and Claude will do that for you. What's nice, it's if you have the context locally, you just open a terminal and say, you can do all this process from, I don't know, building the Yocto image, flashing, booting, and also testing with one terminal session of Claude. But for all of this, you just need the proper context to be created and to be sure it's working good. And this is the second stage where I told you this was the first one that I created, because first I just give it him by default the USB and wire connection, and then I was like, okay, let's see how it's working to find itself what board and what connection where it's connected to know where to run the result, to run the test. But basically, from a prompt engineering, it's pretty easy to just open a terminal and say, hi, just boot this specific setup that I have here connected to my machine, and not open like GDB, open OCD, and copy all this in the TFTP boot. This, everything can be done with Claude. So for this, I actually use two different contexts. I have the first one, which actually is context two, sorry for that, which I created with the, where I give him specific the connection. And then upon that, I tried to make him detect the board and where to run the tests. This is an example of the workflow run. So it worked fine. You can, I mean, I can do parallel because I use NFS boot for the full image Yocto, so it's shared, and I can use the 594 with rootfs for 598 because it won't work. So it's a sequential pipeline. But in the end, Claude successfully identified the board, executed tests via UART connection, and the results were captured in the workflow log and also in an MD file. These are the steps. Actually, it's like everything done. I mean, you can done this with now without a very good knowledge of how to run the test. Compared with what I've with my experience when I try to add this in the pipeline, it's pretty easy to just open a session and then prompt him, tell him, hey, just do that. And This is the CI/CD integration summary. It identified the hardware and automated testing the boards. These are like the main component, the main scripts that Cloud run. Thank you.
Thank you.